Tomorrow, yesterday, we are something telling of Bhishak Shiromani for Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna, that you are. Bhishak Shiromani, you are the best doctor. But Gopis are telling. But Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, is most obedient fellow of Srimati Radhika.
And Krishna, Radhika Pakshi. So his Swamini is Radhika. And he wants that she should have this of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is Bhishagratna, doctor here. Yeah? Oh Radhike, I will not save if you will not give this thing. So I want, I pray your lotus feet that remembrance come again and you should give me that your lotus feet so that I can paint and can have on my head and all. Otherwise, I will not. But today, kato bariyo. Take 5. Just 5. Huh? Is it yours?
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
One can have worldly desires. One can have also realistic dreams. One can have easily begging for also the companions of
so hard.
Being the companion of gopis. So only by the association of the association of all the Bhaktas, Goswami, Raghunatha Goswami, G. Goswami, the Swarata Goswami, Sisadar Sugira Goswami, or Sankara. So their books are there. No difference between them. So if we read and we think deeply about them, then we are hearing from them. No difference. When I read a book, of this. I think that he is my teacher and he is his cherished and I should obey and try to understand. I cannot understand, but when I pray in the lotus feet, then I see that how I easily understand. If I have any effort to understand it by my mind, it is so hard, so hard. Today what I, tomorrow what I, yesterday what I explained, it was not anything that I did. But I think that there must be a so great thing that I, there must be. I mean a very unimportant. So, as to the Maya, I am able to think something about money by that. After less and less of moment with one year in Mathura in Vrindavan, but they cannot explain like so. So, I think that I am not good or they are. Their monkeys. If you pray them that they are not books, they are themselves.
hearing from them, then the Harinam becomes.
Then our Harinam is please Gopi. And how sweet things I have been doing, and why, then that must be. Become possible.
Srila Prabhupada requested you to help us after you left, and how you have taken his request and try to fulfill it.
Namaste tanmanmati sati kutramatra svarupam rupam tasya gajavari parimma turingvastvatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasam Sato Jasta Pratikritaya Sri Gurum Sangyatoshim Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado Jasya Prasadam Madhati Kutoki Jnanam Tumam Tasya Jasa Srisam Bhante Jurosi Jantrasindam
Yes, asked this. I have been asked that how I help these own devotees and how I obey the instructions that were given by my Shiksha Guru Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that Pujyapad Sri Satsarup Maharaj has told something. And I think that he has spoken truth. When he ordered me that you should serve in my samadhi, why he ordered me I don't know. But I think that he knew what is samadhi and what in samadhi time should be done. Samadhi means samadhi, that is Sanskrit word. Samadhi means in what position, in what mood his Aradhya Dev is. He wants to go in the same level, that is called samadhi. His Aradhya Dev was Srimati Radhika. He has told Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Devan and Krishna. But what I have taken from his all wordings, books, bhajans, I am determined in that his Aradhya Dev was Srimati Radhika and Krishna was beloved of Srimati Radhika. So he wanted to go in Samadhi
in samadhi of Srimati Radhika. How Srimati Radhika wants to serve Krishna in so many various ways. She wanted at the last time that she should go on that mode and that place. How he can do? She wanted my service at that time. As Rup Manjari, such Srimati Radhika, when Radhika wants to meet Krishna, how? If the night is dark, they get black cloth and several habits. He ties his nupur belt so that they may not do sound. Because Rup Manjari can give Uddipana
stimulation.
Srimati Radhika Bhav. How? At that time, Rup Manjari gave him that Shaman Pasmani.
Shaman Taka Jewel.
Shaman Taka Jewel. And telling that this is the friend of
Kaustubha.
He remembers Krishna and gives so much Uddipana that Srimati Radhika bestows his whole mercy to Rup Manjari. If anyone can help his Gurudev in this mode, that she should serve his Aradhya Devi, Dev, Krishna, then this is best service of Gurudev. I don't know why he did so mercy upon me that this last service he wanted some help that I may give him some
आपके नंद और
नंद बाबा है कौन? नंद लाला.
नंद लाला बहुत है कौन? दे आर वेरी
Oh, I'm sure that's got the broom. Are you gonna do some work?
Yes, we're gonna clean up.
Okay, but one thing, all those books and the two lamps have to come back.
All the books are yours?
Could I 10 minutes?
Thank you for all your mercy.
It's a fast of Vrindavan, yeah. Certain stage of status, it doesn't worry about worldly affairs like that. It's just like this.
My first thing is
cutting each other at Dwarka. What place?
Prabhas.
It was nearly mere a external thing. For so, demigods went to their places. All persons, that is, they were parikar of Krishna.
They went to Dwarka.
Golok Vaikuntha. And demigods went to Krishna. Similarly, we can. Because it may be that a person like Uddhav, no, so friendship, so intimate services to Krishna, but yet he could not be parikara of Krishna at Vrindavan. So, if in this lila, if demigods has some greed, then in Devlok they cannot practice. No? So after pralaya, they will practice anywhere, and then by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna associates, they will go further. It looks like something good idea. We have so much favorite things here. But demigods have no so much chance. There is very, very few chance to have any grief and to hear Harikatha. But here there is so much chance.
He has a question for you, John.
I had a question about, not so much logical question, but question about Brahman realization.
Brahma
realization.
Acha.
That we know that Yenye Ravindakshava Mukti Manina, that if one goes to Brahman, then it's a temporary situation because of a Shuddha Buddhaya. He must come down. But is this verse referring to Sadaka, or one who is in material body and he's merged in with Brahman, or when one actually goes there, leaves his body and goes to Brahman, is that eternal situation for him?
Here, it is that it has been told for those who are sadhak of Brahma, nirvishesh Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami. He is telling himself that I was so much attracted towards Nirvishesh Brahma, but by chance my father and Gurudev Vyasadev has attracted me towards Krishna. So a person being here or there, he can live in Gokul. By Swarup Siddhi, they can live always here. This here is Gokul, Prakat Lila. And he is also in Golok also. And a man living in a Siddha, living in Golok, he also is in Gokul. But he, sometimes when devotees go up, anywhere he lives, he thinks himself to be in Gokul or Golok. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told anywhere, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a person living in Gokul, he sees Golok in Gokul.
Vyad
Bhagavatamrita. Same thing. And a person who living in Golok, he sees Gokul in Golok. This is the this is a stage when Uttam Mahabhagavat, by mercy of his Gurudev and Gauranga or Radha Krishna, it may be that he is here and he sees all these things. Sarva Siddhi Siddhita.
But my question was not so wonderful about this. It was about someone who is Nivasesha Brahma.
What is that slok?
Je
anya arvindaksh vimukta maninah. Here, not vimukta.
He is not vimukta.
No, maninah.
Just only mentally.
He thinks that I am mukta. For them it is told.
Oh.
If he is mukta, no aparadha or anything. But he is not mukta, yet he is thinking that I am mukta. And if he has some offenses to Hari and Harinam, Krishna, he kya wo?
Fall down.
No. If he avagya, you know?
Guru avagya.
Reject.
Avagya. If neglect Krishna feet are. Does any offense with Srimad Bhagavatam name and Vaishnava? Though he has gone so much, but not mukta. Like you remember Vaishnavadas in Jaiva Dharma. He was Kasi Pandit and he became Paramahansa. No? Paramahansa means Swarup Siddha. But actually he was not Swarup Siddha. When he came to Navadvip, I was only pretending to be mukta. So I could not pay respect to the person who was telling Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Prasad. And we think, I neglected that person. Now I am seeking him, where he is, so that I may take the dust of that person, feet of that person. He now realized himself that I am not mukta. I should search the mukta person, that who was singing so sweet. So in such he went to Vrindavan and then came to Navadvip. And then from beginning he began from Harinam. His Gurudev told that you should take Harinam. After that he left his all sannyas ways also. took mala, kanthi, tilak, and after that he received Gopal mantra and all these things. And gradually he went up. So far be mukta, maninaha, not mukta, those who are only pretending to be mukta. If they
still within this world.
By mind and soul and by bodily. Three.
Now, when it says that the demons and the impersonalists get the same result, they go to Siddhaloka. Is that a permanent position? That Siddhaloka, is that permanent? Or will they fall down again?
No, they will not fall down. If they have gone there to the Siddhaloka, opposite bank of Birja, they will not fall.
But that is not a very good position.
It's horrible.
Not position. Only like Gop Kumar person can go out of.
Then it's very bad.
Certainly. Our Goswami has told that the Siddhaloka, to go Siddhaloka, so much.
So that verse, Anya Ravindaksha Vimukta Manina, that does not refer to those who go to
Siddhaloka. Here it is, it has been told at the stage of that person. From that stage, Brahmi Sthiti in Gita. Esa Brahmi Sthiti. What is Brahmi Sthiti? Brahma Bhutaha, Prasannatma, Na Sochati, Na Kankhyati, Samah Sarves Bhutesu, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. They have not yet had Parabhakti, Mane Prima Bhakti. But all these qualifications have come. Brahma Bhutaha. What is the meaning of Brahma Bhuta? Khuda, Pipasa. Understanding? Khuda means
hungry and thirsty,
thirst, hunger and thirst, janma marana,
birth and death,
and shok moha, it is not covered by all six kind of these virtues. That is called Brahmi Sthiti. Sthiti pragasya ka bhasa. Samadhistasya kesava. Kim prabhaseta?
Kim asit?
Asit? Kim asit? In Srimad Bhagavata, Gita, in second, Yajnisa sarvaphutanam tasyang jagratya samyajami. Understanding all these things?
Something.
This is sthita pragya.
Sthita pragya. Sthita pragya means Brahmi sthiti. No desire at all. Even Krishna Seva is not in them. No worldly desire or any paramarthic desire in them.
Then what happens to them?
Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, always very cheerful. Up to this stage they have come. This is Brahma Bhuta Avastha, a Brahmi Sthiti. If they will have any association of Bhakta at that time, they can easily go to the Prema Bhakti. And if they have no association, then will never go.
Then
if they have association of Brahmavadi at that time, from there two ways goes, two road goes. One is they have association of bhakti, they will go to Vaikuntha and Prema Bhakti, they can achieve. And if they have no association like this, they will go direct to that place,
Siddhaloka.
Siddhaloka.
And from there they will not fall down.
No.
That shloka of Yayanyayavindaksha, that is not for them.
Not for them. Those who are living in this and practicing, they are not mukta, mukta maninaha. understanding that I am mukta, but they are not. But they have come so near. A stage has come near.
Now, sometimes devotees like Narada, they also pass through Siddha Loka. So can those souls who are in Siddha Loka,
Narada,
he doesn't? Well,
if he sees that Krishna wants to save anyone for a special mercy, then he goes. Gop Kumar. He was japing Gopal Mantra. But he wanted to see how this lok is. So he went there. And Krishna saw that perhaps he will be forever. So he sent Narada. Go and remind him and rescue him and take him to me. So a person comes. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. There was no need to go to Swarga or hell. No? But he went to hell. And the persons who were in hell, they were praying that don't go from here. We are so much pleased here to see you pregnant, coming from your body, and we have no now pain, any kind of pain and suffering. So be here for always. Then he prayed, Yudhishthira Maharaj, that I will be here for always. I will never go to in heaven. Because now I am offering my every punya to all these persons. Then Brahma and Indra came. Viman, airplane is ready. You should see it and you will take to heaven. He told that I will not go. Why? Because I have given my all punya to all these persons. I am punyales
you.
Nahi ka punyera lesa. So I will have to bhog karna hai. Narak bhog karenge. I will have to
stay in hell. Narak.
Bhog man.
Enjoy.
I will enjoy.
Enjoy.
No, no, sabhi hog. Bhog jaise dukh bhog, aur sukh bhog. No, I will enjoy my all things. Those who are, they are suffering. Then Brahma told that by giving your all punya to them, a new punya has come. And by Nipun, you cannot live here. You will have to go there. But actually, Yudhishthira is Krishna Parikar of Dwarka. He went with Krishna to Dwarka Lila. No? And the goddess who has been entered in Yudhishthira, that is Dharmaraj, Yama, he went to heaven. Arjun not went to heaven, but he went to with Krishna. And in Arjun, Indra was there. He returned.
They went to the heaven.
One thing is here also, that God has prayed Krishna through Brahma, that anyhow we are in so calamity and suffering. So God should come and rescue us. यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारतभ्युत्थान अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्रणाय साधूनां दुष्कृता विनाशाय सो ओनली दे आर प्रेड दैट फॉर दुष्कृत पर्सन्स टू किल एंड टू ब्रिंग पीस इन दिस नथिंग मोर सो दे रिटर्न टू देयर प्लेसेस दे हैव नो सच भक्ति
Indra returned to Krishna.
No. Oh. Returned to heaven.
Heaven.
Oh. Because he wanted that our Swarga Rajya should be safe. Mm. Only for safety he has done prarthana. So he. In another birth. It will have association and Sukriti he has done in Krishna pastimes, then he will come to earth and practice and then go.
I have a question. In Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Samana Kanda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted from the Ananta Samhita.
Hmm?
He quotes from the Ananta Samhita that he is explaining how Navadvip has become manifest. And in the he quotes that in the Ananta Samhita it describes that one time Srimati Radhika heard that Krishna was with another gopi, Viraja. And so she went, but she could not find them because at that time this Viraja turned into a river and Krishna disappeared. So then she, between the Ganga and Jamuna, she made one place, Navadvip. Very beautiful place. And then it says that she played a flute and called Krishna there. And Krishna came. And seeing this wonderful place, and seeing Srimati Radhika, then gradually he took on the form of Gaurahari. And that place became Navadvip.
But by this story, some question will arise. That Navadvip is not permanent.
Not eternal.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so many ideas. So many ideas. And for so many qualifications, adhikar means kya?
Qualifications. Different persons with different qualifications.
He has written different things. Like Shastri.
So, if we are explaining to people, can we recite this story as one story?
Because they will not have any question. They want to hear a story, and by the story, they will believe that this is right. As it used to believe that from Viraja, Karnab Desai Vishnu, all jiva are created. Tatastasakti. But now we see another thing, another idea. He is permanent. He never comes out of anyone. Like Krishna, all jivas, all souls are permanent. So not coming and going, not creation of the Karan Bari means not actual, Bari means jal, not water, but the reasoning is there in Sukshya. Because after these 14 lokas, 8 covering surface. They are very sukshma, very sukshma. Not in the shape of water, not in the shape of
earth,
not in the shape of agni, fire. No? Air, there is no air like here. So, he has given only Sakhachandranyaya. You know Sakhachandranyaya? Moon is seen there. I am showing a person that, see, moon is there on the branch. Moon is not on the branch. Moon is so far away from here. In like manner, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes a boy's finger in his hand and so says that, oh, you should try to walk. Walk, walk. So for lame and blind persons, he has, also in Purans, so many things have been given.
But we may sometimes recite this for purpose of convincing
For all persons, ordinary persons, this is. Like Brahma Vaivarta, there was quarrel among Sidham or Subal and Radhika. They each other
cursed
and came to this world. Tulsi was also cursed and he came as a Tulsi, the wife of
Kalagam, Sankachura.
Sankachura. Not that all these things are there. So Srimad Bhagavat is Amal Puran.
It doesn't include those things.
Nothing.
Then why we should
for that classes of persons. As Mahabharata has been written for ordinary persons and Srimad Bhagavat for best learned persons. That is.
Kaviraj Goswami calls imaginary stories. Imaginary stories.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, where?
Or Prabhupada mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What? Where?
He says it is mentioned imaginary stories, like for example, I can remember when I go to Los Angeles, I find the quote, I don't have my notes with me. Like for example, that Krishna and Balaram came from two hairs.
He says that bogus.
Well, I'm saying there are several what it is called imaginary stories.
No.
He says.
It is written in Srimad Bhagavat also.
The two hairs?
Hair means here. God never become old. His hair does not at any time be white. Here only that one will come in Gaur Varna. White color means here Gaur Varna. In Baldev form. Baldev form. Baldev was fine. Baldev was in Gaur Varna. And Krishna is black. So denoting this has been written. Jiva Goswami, in Krishna Sandarbha, he has told so many things about this. He has rejected all this.
One question that Uddhav, after seeing the gopis, intense prema for Krishna, how could he live in Dwarka after that? Because he was desiring to become Vrajavasi. So if he's desiring to become Vrajavasi and get the dust of one special gopi, why must he stay in Dwarka after that kind of desire?
Desire cannot give anything. Fruit. By only desire, not fruit comes. He desired, but he was associated of Dwarka and Mathura only. How he can go? There is no sadhak sthiti there. Only siddha persons are in Golok Vrindavan.
Because his Sai Bhav was not... His Sai Bhav was not that.
No.
So he cannot...
He can be grass, and grass is santaras. So he prefers that whether I have a birth of grass, no heart in Vrindavan. Anyhow, gopis fits dhuli, dust will be my head, and then I will be so much sabhagyavan, fortunate, that I may have that thing. When he was living in Vrindavan, he was thinking that I see gopis are utmost up in Krishna prem. Their vipralambha and sambhog lilan, both lila and both bhav he has, mode he has seen. He has prayed for their dust and to be grass in Vrindavan, everything. But he realized that how they are suffering, having so much love for Krishna, and yet they are always crying and crying, lean and thin, always in suffering. So if I will be in Vrindavan, then Krishna may also leave me like gopis. So I should go at once to Mathura. So he returned. He has no adhikar to live with gopis. He knew some mahima of gopis. Mahima?
Glory.
Hmm? Glories of gopis. But he did not wanted to be gopi or anything.